I left them sitting together, with Imo sitting in the back corner, and went back to Piani's car. The column of vehicles did not move, but the troops kept passing alongside. It was still raining hard, and I thought some of the stops in the movement of the column might be from cars with wet wiring. More likely, they were from horses or men going to sleep. Still, traffic could tie up in cities when everyone was awake. It was the combination of horse and motor vehicles. They did not help each other any. The peasants' carts did not help much either. Those were a couple of fine girls with Bartow. A retreat was no place for two virgins, real virgins, probably very religious. If there were no war, we would probably all be in bed. In bed, I lay me down my head, bed and board, stiff as a board in bed. Catherine was in bed now, between two sheets, over her and under her. Which side did she sleep on? Maybe she wasn't asleep. Maybe she was lying thinking about me. Blow, blow, ye western wind. Well, it blew, and it wasn't the small rain, but the big rain down that rained. It rained all night. You knew it rained down that rained. Look at it. Christ, that my love were in my arms and I in my bed again. That my love Catherine, that my sweet love Catherine down might rain. Blow her again to me. Well, we were in it. Everyone was caught in it, and the small rain would not quiet it. Good night, Catherine, I said out loud. I hope you sleep well. If it's too uncomfortable, darling, lie on the other side, I said. I'll get you some cold water. In a little while it will be morning, and then it won't be so bad. I'm sorry he makes you so uncomfortable. Try and go to sleep, sweet. I was asleep all the time, she said. You've been talking in your sleep. Are you all right? Are you really there? Of course I'm here. I wouldn't go away. This doesn't make any difference between us. You're so lovely and sweet. You wouldn't go away in the night, would you? Of course I wouldn't go away. I'm always here. I come whenever you want me. Piani said. They started again. I was dopey, I said. I looked at my watch. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I reached back behind the seat for a bottle of the Barbera. You talked out loud, Piani said. I was having a dream in English, I said. The rain was slacking and we were moving along. Before daylight we were stalled again, and when it was light we were at a little rise in the ground and I saw the road of the retreat stretched out far ahead, everything stationary, except for the infantry filtering through. We started to move again, but seeing the rate of progress in the daylight, I knew we were going to have to get off that main road some way and go across country if we ever hoped to reach Udine.